We know Atlantic bottlenose dolphins can go a little over 24 miles an hour at short burst speeds. So that's when they're chasing a fish or escaping a predator. Normally, they travel at much, much, much lower speeds. They like to be, you know, kind of chilled out and, you know, swim. But 24, a little over 24 miles an hour.
Okay. Yeah.
They are, they're very opportunistic in terms of what they eat. Dolphins will eat a large variety of fish and crustaceans. They eat mullet, they eat herring, they eat a vast, vast number of fish. They are known to eat small baby sharks sometimes. They actually do eat those sometimes. They live in a natural lagoon environment, and our dolphins from time to time will fish. Since they've been born here, they don't really know how to fish very well. They have the instinct to chase fish, but they've never been taught how to fish. And that's the big challenge for baby dolphins. They have to learn that from mom. They don't know that effective ways until mom teaches them. But our dolphins do chase the snappers from time to time. Usually they use the fish more as footballs here, though. They get so excited that they caught one, they throw it around, and we usually rush out there and try to trade them with a herring so that hopefully we save the fish. But it doesn't always happen that way. A large variety of species. Including crabs and lobsters and shrimp and things like that, but more often they're going after things like mullet. Stories of people being saved by dolphins have never been verified, and I speculate that more than likely it's really a misunderstanding. And what I mean by that is the fact that a lot of people say, oh, there was a shark and then a dolphin came by and saved me from the shark. Well, there are a lot of times that sharks actually hang out near dolphins because dolphins can be messy eaters at times. And so they will reap the small bits of fish that the dolphins left behind. And so they're traveling around dolphins. And so it's not so much that the dolphin chased the shark off, it's just they saw a dolphin after they saw a shark and made that assumption. There is actually a documented case of a dolphin preventing a swimmer from coming into shore. And so I often wonder how often something like that happens. So whether they do or not is really a mystery. But I think it's more often a mistaken understanding of what they're doing.